Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to be on board with you once again today as we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Perhaps you've heard me say that before. As we face the issues, we ought to look to the Word of God as to the direction that He would have us to go into, and the answer for the as the solution for the problem or the difficulty or the issue that we're faced with. Too many times people will go to counselors or other sources and seek answers rather than going to the Word of God. Let me recommend to you the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inner Word of God. Jesus said to His disciples, "If you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then in John 17:17, Jesus declared, "Thy word is truth." And so it's only from the Word of God that we find truth. From Genesis through the Revelation text, it is a source book of truth. Not just a little truth here or there, but the totality of the Word of God is truth. And yet multitudes today do not like the word truth. They reject the word truth. In fact, it was one writer, I believe it was George Orwell, it said, "The further a society drifts from truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And I'm finding that more and more every day. If you stand on the truth, speak the truth, some folks will get a little upset, perturbed, uptight, and hate you for it. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you that today's portion of the broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for the individual looking to start your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time also carries hurricane preparedness equipment. They have a full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable team that can explain to you how to use them and how to set up backup power. They also carry hurricane cleanup equipment, chainsaws, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, where you see the gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home, Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about a subject today that I believe you need to call your friends, relatives, neighbors, acquaintances, and associates and tell them to tune in. Turn the radio on, tune in. Listen to this broadcast today. I believe it's one of the more imperative, important studies that we'll do, or dialogues and discussions that we'll have. We're talking about today no hiding place. The invisible big brother, the invisible big brother, no hiding place. Ladies and gentlemen, during the course of this broadcast, you can dial 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Get your telephone call directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can have the dialogue and discussion with you today. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you have wondered, just how will the coming Antichrist know all about every human being on earth? How will he be able to control every move? How will he be able to control all activities? How will the Antichrist be able to determine what you're doing and where you're going and whether or not you can buy or sell, whether you can own a home, buy groceries, or have a job? Ladies and gentlemen, the book of the Revelation, chapter 13 in particular, is a full 18 verses about the coming Antichrist. We're not going to try to exegete that. We'll refer to it several times during the course of this broadcast. By the way, let me remind you, I'm looking at a book here called The Coming Antichrist. I happen to have had the privilege and the opportunity to author the book, publish the book. It was back about a year ago when this book was first published. 7 chapters, 144 pages. And I'm going to offer that book to anybody today, for every caller that calls in today and has dialogue and discussion with us on this subject today. We want to send you this book free of charge, and we will even pay the postage sending it to you. When you call in, leave our call screener your address and your name so that it can be shipped to you. He will pass that on to us so that we can get this book into your hands. And by the way, as you do so, any gift or contribution to continue the broadcast of Let's Face the Issues will be certainly appreciated, and we'll be thankful for it. But there are no strings attached. We want this in your hands. It's a book that I believe every Christian needs to read, every Christian needs to understand. Let me just read you a little bit from the chapter divisions in the table of contents. The prophecy of the Antichrist recorded. His coming is predicted. His commencement is pictured. His control is presented. He has complete wisdom and wickedness, complete power and strength, complete authority, complete opposition. The person of the Antichrist reviewed. The characteristics portrayed. He is crafty and cunning. He is crushing. He is cruel. He is callous. His credentials presented. His power is from Satan. His position is from Satan. His prominence is from Satan. That's just in chapter 1 and 2. Ladies and gentlemen, it's called The Coming Antichrist. And much of what we'll talk about today focuses on what Antichrist will be doing after the rapture of the church and the Antichrist steps on the scene to rule this whole world. But how will he be able to know your every move? How will the Antichrist be able to determine what you're doing? The coming Antichrist, ladies and gentlemen, will be a global dictator, empowered by Satan and Satan's demons. Just after the rapture of the church, the body of Christ will be snatched out of this whole world. Just after the rapture of the church, the Bible calls this one that's coming, the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the lawless one, the little horn, the beast, the dragon, the old serpent, the devil and Satan, the Antichrist. Those are just 10 of the names that the Bible gives to the Antichrist. But ladies and gentlemen, when the Antichrist steps on the scene, I want to give you a little few words of comfort and encouragement. If you're saved, if you've said yes to Jesus Christ, you won't be here. There are a lot of folks today, there's some that preach and teach that the rapture of the church will take place halfway through the tribulation. That means the first 3.5 years of the tribulation under the leadership, the domination, and control of the Antichrist. That means Christians will be on the earth, and that's simply not so biblically. Yes, after the rapture of the church, during the course of the days of the tribulation, 144,000 Jewish male virgin evangelists will be preaching and teaching the eternal gospel, the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. To be the 144,000. They're not Jehovah's Witnesses, by the way. They're the 12 tribes of Israel. And out of the 12 tribes of Israel, you'll find that 144,000 Jewish evangelists preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And yes, during the days of the tribulation, the world's greatest revival shall take place, but it will not be from the Gentile nations. It will be from the Jewish people saying yes to Yeshua Messiah and being saved, coming into the millennial reign with the body of Christ after the 7 years of the tribulation takes place. The Antichrist will step on the scene and will control every nation on the face of the earth. Yes, he will be supernatural. He will have demonic supernatural powers, according to Revelation chapter 13. He will also be able to call down fire from heaven and raise the dead by way of his false prophet. The Antichrist will have a false prophet. By the way, the Antichrist, you have Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the unholy trinity. Just as God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit's the holy trinity, you'll have the unholy trinity during the days of the tribulation. And Satan's demonic power will be carried out through the Antichrist and his false prophet. And all of the world will have to receive a mark. And the Bible calls it in Revelation 13:18, the 666. That is the man-centered man. It's a humanistic, total humanistic society. And without the mark of the beast, that is the mark that's given in the hand of the head, we'll talk about that in a moment and why it is so valuable for us to understand. But that 666, that is the ability, the identification with the Antichrist, the identification that will allow you, the individuals on the earth then, to be able to buy, sell, or trade, own a home, to buy a car, to buy food. In other words, the Antichrist, ladies and gentlemen, will have total control over every human being and what you can do and what you cannot do, whether you can buy, sell, whether you can have a job, or whether you can do anything that's in the realm of commerce, own a home, go to school, et cetera, et cetera. All of that will be controlled by the Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, there are those today that doubt, debate, and refuse every statement I make today reference to the Scripture. They'll debate and even deny the potentialities, the possibilities, but I believe God's Word gives us the true details, the final details in advance, and this is the reason it's called prophecy. It's the eschatological Word of God. It's the prophetic text. However, ladies and gentlemen, we need to only to look at the major control and information that is stored today via the social media, online marketing, cell phones, and so many other data collection systems. For example, Facebook has about 2.5 billion followers, users worldwide. And ladies and gentlemen, through Facebook, social media like Facebook, Google, Yahoo, and Twitter, and I can go on and on and on with the Facebook, social media accounts, that all of these collect data and information. And that's important for us to understand at the very early portion of this broadcast, because that's part and parcel of what the Antichrist will use to be able to control every move of every human being on the face of the globe. Now, Facebook is in the process of introducing what is called cryptocurrency. This technology already is available through what is called the online currency known as Bitcoin. And this kind of currency, ladies and gentlemen, is very, very dangerous. It is controlled solely by those who control the technology systems. It can be turned on or turned off at the will of the controller. And if you have been put on the Facebook jail, if you've been put in Facebook jail, then you'll not be able to buy or sell even on Facebook. The conservatives and Christians in particular. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please. I'm sorry, we've lost our caller. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what I'm calling no hiding place, the invisible big brother that is looking on and watching. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just read you a couple of blurbs from a couple of articles that I believe is important for us to understand. This article says Facebook currency to be governed by the Swiss-based elites. The article says, unlike the decentralized Bitcoin coin, the new cryptocurrency announced by Facebook will be governed by a select group of people based in Switzerland. Facebook said it chose Switzerland because the currency, the country, has a history of global neutrality and openness to blockchain technology. That's what they're calling it, blockchain technology. And the association strives to be neutral. International institutions, hence the choice of a registered agent in Switzerland. Breitbart pointed out that in contrast, Bitcoin's decentralized system means that no governing body can choose to increase or decrease the supply of the currency, and no bank can prevent any individual from owning, sending, or receiving Bitcoins. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about ultimately going into what is called a cashless society. A cashless society is where everything is done online. Everything is done by cyber text and by online currency and by the social media, as I'm calling it today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just read you a blurb from an article that's called The Cashless Society. The foundation for the mark of the beast is being laid even as you read these words. The precursor to the seven-headed, ten-horned empire that will spawn the Antichrist and the Mark of the Beast is actually busy developing the means to implement the final global economic system even before the Antichrist is revealed. And as it turns out, this early preparation is absolutely necessary in order to successfully develop an economy where some kind of mark validates an individual's ability to buy or sell. An extensive control network needs to be set up and operational worldwide. If the system was not all-encompassing and completely foolproof, it would be too easy to get around the requirements of the mark simply if the buyer or the seller agrees not to use it. To prevent this obvious loophole, it now appears certain that the Antichrist system will completely eliminate the physical transfer of money, that is, paper money and coins, and will replace it with a total currency system associated with the Mark of the Beast. Revelation chapter 13, 16 and following. To authenticate the transfer of value between buyer and seller, there will have to be a behind-the-scenes operation that will authorize each commercial activity and then transfer the new currency between the parties. If the validation is not successful, then the transfer of the money could not occur and the transaction would fail. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's talking about a cashless society. And the only way the Antichrist will be able to operate in the days after the rapture of the church is via a cashless society where everything is done by way of internet or computer and will not have the hands of individual touching it. Here's an article that says, will Bitcoin, cryptocurrency be the one world currency, the end times? The article says Bitcoin is what is called a cryptocurrency money that is completely virtual and neither distributed by nor regulated by any centralized government. Crypto, part of the cryptocurrency, refers to the heavy cryptographic encoding used to request, confirm, and record the transaction within the context of a decentralized system. Two parties can exchange payment without the use of a third party, such as PayPal, Visa or a bank, or the federal governmental agency, to validate the worth of the currency. By replacing the third party with cryptographic proof of the transaction, both parties can remain completely anonymous and never see each other. Ladies and gentlemen, another article says digital cash, the precursor to the mark of the beast. They call it electronic money or e-money, but usually digital cash. It's ineligible money, intangible money, that exists only as entries in the bank records that in mind of the user. There are several electronic payment systems there. The cute names such as Bitcoin, PayTag, PenGet, Google Wallet, PayPal, and mobile phone Wave and Pay. Ecuador has started the first government-run digital cash system. This is what marks the cashless system in Ecuador so significant and so to fulfill the biblical prophecies that's found in the scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm wanting us to understand and the subject today on Let's Face the Issues is the warning of no hiding place, the invisible big brother that's looming on the verge of stepping in and taking control of the totality of the world. However, ladies and gentlemen, we need to look at the major information in relationship to what is stored today via the social media, online marketing, cell phones, and many other data collection systems. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that this kind of currency that we're talking about, the cryptocurrency or the Bitcoin, is what is in vogue and where we're headed. Think about when's the last time you bought something paid cash. Go in the grocery store, use your charge card. You pay a bill, you use your charge card. Or you settle your bank account, you go online and do your banking online. We are rapidly headed to a cashless society, and it's only through a cashless society where there's no common currency that is in paper or coin, but the commonality of it will be online. This kind of currency is very, very dangerous. It is controlled solely by those who want to control the system and will control the technology. Keep in mind, this kind of currency, just as Bitcoin, has no currency value. Its value, ladies and gentlemen, is either up or down, and that up or down is determined by the number of users. It is simply a barter system, and the barter system through Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, ladies and gentlemen, is simply a terminology that's used for the online banking and the online marketing. And as it looks now, Facebook will be the kingpin, the one that will be the largest in the world once it goes online and carrying that out. And it's only based on the users that sets the value as a barter system. It's what the highest willing person that wants to sell, buy, or trade is willing to sell, buy, or trade in the marketplace. The whole world, ladies and gentlemen, is headed toward a cashless system. Most of your purchases today are done online. Most of our purchases today are done by charge card. This cashless society, this high-tech online, is controlled by a borderless society, i.e., a global currency, a global marketplace, a one-world government. And that's where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. It was back with George H.W. Bush. It was Bush 1 as the president in his speech when he was inaugurated, his inaugural speech, he talked about one world order 8 times. And ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the major problems that we have today in Washington, where they're trying to destroy President Donald J. Trump, is because the globalists and the one world marketplace, both in the House and the Senate, both in the Democrats and the Republicans, their system has been intruded upon, violated with what they wanted to do by President Donald J. Trump, that's looking at a nationalist border for America and the protection of our sovereignty. And the Democrats and the Republicans historically in the past had no concern about the United States of America and its sovereignty. That's causing the boiling point that's bringing about the major confrontations and battles in Washington today, I believe, is because of that very thing. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're talking about no hiding place, the invisible big brother, and the coming global control by the Antichrist. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you straight through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can have dialogue and discussion with you today. We're talking about the coming one world order, the hiding place, no hiding place, the invisible big brother that will be totally dominating and totally control this whole world. The whole world, ladies and gentlemen, is headed toward a cashless society, a one world order, a one world governance system. In fact, you can turn to at your leisure Revelation chapter 17, and you see a one-world religious system. You look at Revelation chapter 18, you see a one-world governance, governmental system. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly where we're headed. But the stage is set, ladies and gentlemen. We're on the fast track to that, even as we stand. One writer stated it this way: it is a one-world currency, only a click away. It is a one-world currency that's only a click away, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, this system of global currency will require a special mark, a special identification. You must be able to identify with the Antichrist. You must be able to identify with him. It's, by the way, let me just say this as a little footnote. When the mark of the beast takes place in the days of the tribulation, some have viewed that and pictured that as people going out with military and with marshaled forces and with armed police officers and dragging people in, handcuffed and chained, and forcing them to take the mark in the hand or the head. It won't happen that way, ladies and gentlemen. You see, even today, everybody wants to identify with the big dude. Everybody wants to identify with the one on top of the stack. Everybody wants to identify with that one that is the recognized voice among the people. They won't have their pictures made with him, et cetera, et cetera. So the mark of the beast will be fully accepted. Two reasons. Number one, they want to buy, sell, trade, and eat. Number two, they want to identify with, it's a mark of identification, wanting to identify with that one that seems to be the power broker, the one that has the final say-so, the one that's in control, the one that comes into the limousine, if you will, and everybody rallies around him, wanting to be seen with him. Ladies and gentlemen, this mark of the beast, a special identification, must be used. You must be able to identify with that one. You must be able to be approved by that identification. And that number, according to the scripture, is 666. The Bible says it is the mark of the beast, the Antichrist. Let me just read to you a few verses in Revelation chapter 13. Sets the stage for the balance of this broadcast today that I believe we need to understand. Now, the whole 18 verses dealing with the coming Antichrist, he steps on the scene, verse 1, 2, and 3. He is slain by a mortal wound. The false prophet is able to raise him from the dead. As a result of him being raised from the dead, the whole world will, the scripture says, wonder, W-N-D-E-R, that is, be amazed at him and will follow him. And as a result of that, the people of that era, that day and time, and that is after the church is raptured out, will be willing to follow that Antichrist. And the scripture says in verse 3, 4, and 5, that he is empowered by Satan. So therefore, it is not a supernatural being, but it will be demonically supernatural and not a holy supernatural or divine supernatural ability. And the scripture says in verse 16 and following, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free or bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might be able to buy or sell except that he had the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, notice, the number of a man, and his number is 666, or 666. By the way, just a little brief study on numerology. The number 7 is God's perfect number. So 777 identify the centrality of perfection and God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You look at the 666, it's the centrality of perfection in man, and that is a man-centered universe, and that is the epitome of humanism, and that's what you see in relationship to saying, here's wisdom, it's the number of a man, and it's speaking of that ultimate humanist, which is the Antichrist, that shall step on the scene. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand the seriousness of what we're talking about today. It is that number of the Antichrist that will be required. And may I remind us, this technology, this cyber control, will be via what I call the microchip. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it is clearly seen in Revelation 13, verse 16 through 18, that this will be the case. In the coming day of the Antichrist, the global universal control of humanity will be gladly, fully received and accepted, and this mark to identify with the global Superman that's in control of the world system, and that's the Antichrist. And I believe it will be administered by way of a microchip. Ladies and gentlemen, since about the mid-80s, the microchip, it was first invented, came on the scene with any technological recognition. It was the Verichip, V-E-R-I-C-H-I-P, the Verichip company, right down in Tampa, Florida, where that was first brought out. It has been greatly refined and reduced to the point now that it can be injected by way of a hypodermic into the flesh of an animal, or the flesh of a human being. In fact, in some states, state of California, they require that to be a microchip in the ear or in the fleshly part of the animal's neck for your identification for your pet if he's running loose, so that pet can be, with that microchip, can be traced as to all of his veterinarian shots and whether or not he is legal and who owns him and where he should go. There's a movement in America today that eventually will require for every human being at birth to have the microchip placed in that child's ear or in the neck or in some fleshly part of the body. And it's on the premise, ladies and gentlemen, and usually Americans will receive and embrace anything that we're told is good for us. You know, some vaccination is good for you, so you know you're forced to take it in the state of New York. Some of these things that they say is good for you will be forced in the coming days, be forced on human beings in America. But they are now suggesting that that microchip be implanted in the baby at birth, so if that baby is some way stolen or in some way taken or lost or gets away from the parents, that you can find them by way of the microchip. The uplink satellite can determine where within a 36-inch square where that child is located, where that microchip is implanted. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's the coming day when the Antichrist, that global universal control of humanity, there will be the glad acceptance of that mark, that identification with that global Superman that will allow him to have full control over every human being on the face of the globe. Now, today, we're witnessing the early stages, I believe, of this global control of every human being on the face of the earth. Since the early or mid-1980s, this microchip has come into vogue, and it's being implanted in multitudes. In fact, there are whole organizations and companies today where the microchip is being developed, where many of the employees in the high upper echelon of the control in the companies have been microchipped themselves just to prove that it works and just to prove that you do not have any repercussions from it. There's some that have the microchip in the hand, some in the forehead today, that they walk up to a door, other than having to put in a code to get in, they simply scan the eye, the iris, scan the forehead, or scan the back of the hand, or the palm print of the hand, to get into the door. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the vogue coming in, where it is in vogue to be used today. We're going to complete this study in just a moment after our top of the hour news break. We've got about 1 minute break. Stay tuned. Don't turn your dial. Come right back as we continue this broadcast today on No Hiding Place, the Invisible Big Brother.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.